Kofches Kislev, Dalad Chanukah, Sunday the 1st of December. Harav Svi Kushlevsky Shlita, Chanukah the Or HaTorah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Torah Way participants, L'Refuah Shleima for our popular Maggid Shir, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok Ben Bisya Rochel.
So Chanukah number one. The priest. Oh, this is good. There's a very famous Rashi, beginning of Balo Yischa. Rashi says, Lama nismecha parshas hamenoira leparshas hanesiim. Why, you know, this is a special ruling, something is one posik next to another posik, it's called the smuchim, smuchim asasuyim bemis v'yoshev. That the Torah has a reason. Everything has a reason. And if we have at the end of the parsha all the korbanos of the Nisiyim, the whole long korbanos of the Nisiyim, and all of a sudden we finish with that, we're starting on Va'aloyska es ha-neirois, the idea of the lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the connection? Says Rashi, the fee, k'shela aloin, Chanukah Sanisim, Chol Shadaitai, Shalahoya Imayhem, Chanukah. Loyu Veloy Shiftai. Interesting that we find that Aaron was very upset, very hurt. Why does he not have any part in the Chanukah Sanisim? In itself is an interesting idea. The Ishnadasi brought the Korbanos, and they actually did it on their own, just own violation. There's no, they decided they want to bring these Korbanos. So happy with the base, the new Mishkan that was come up. And interesting is that I imagine that Aaron did not take part. But why didn't he take part? It seems everything is Minashamayim, obviously. They gave them the idea to do it, and Aaron somehow said, why didn't I get the idea to do it? Why is Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give me this Yachid Yishmai? Very, very unusual, very strange, the whole thing. Aaron says, what's happened? Why is it that I'm out of this? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Shelcho gedoy lemichrem, she'atam madik u'meitiv es haniris. You are of a greater task. You light the menorah. Now the Ramban comes along. He asks quite a few questions over here. I'm going to zero in one question to begin with. The question is, he says like this, why? Loines barely, right? He doesn't understand what's going on. This, what does this Rashi mean? They had to give him it. Lama chosha daitoi. Why was he so upset? He had no part in the Korbanos. Who was makiv all the Korbanos? He was makiv all the Korbanos. All these Korbanos that all the Nisim brought, he had a direct hand in, he brought them. He was makiv them on the Mizbeach. What's he worried about? And he has to give him an echama that he's not important. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't think much of him. What do you mean? He's the only one that brings all the Korbanos and Yom Kippur, and he goes into the Holy of Holies, and it's so wonderful. And he said, what is it? Oh, they brought Korbanos. So brought a few Korbanos, so what? Very big pillar. What's going on? But in order to understand this, you know, I usually have a rule that Rashi is always right. I can't help it. It always seems to me that Rashi was right. And in this case, it's the same thing. Let's think into the role of Aaron HaKohen. He had a dual role. I'll say what I mean. He was a Kohen Gadol. Not everybody knows that he was a Kohen Gadol. But he also was a Nasi HaShevet. He was the leader of Nachshon ben Aminadab, he was the leader of the Yehuda. Okay, And each one, the son of Bensur, you know, everybody, each Shevet had its own Nasi, its own president, its own head, its own prime minister, that was dictated here. So and he was also one of them. And I prove it to you. It says afterwards, when the Parshas Korach, and after that, so Korach made all the fuss. He wants to be the Kohen Gadol. And it turned out that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that people said, maybe, why? So he said, take all the sticks, each one has his own stick, and you put it in the Beis HaMikdash. And they took it out, so each one of the Nesim took out a stick the same as before. But when the Nasi of the Shevet Levi, that was Aaron, his stick had beautiful, all things growing out of it. It was beautiful, beautiful stick all of a sudden. He's a Nasi. So he had two roles. Of course he knew that as a Kohen Gadol, he had a tremendous part in the Beis HaMikdash. That wasn't worrying him. What was worrying him was, he has another role that he has to fill. He's got to fill the role of leader of his own Shevet. And that's where he felt very bad. That he felt fallen down. Because he did not bring any of the Kabbalists like the Nesim. Now, this itself also requires an explanation. Because what was so wonderful about the Kabbalists that they were bringing, that he felt so bad? In order to understand this, you've got to know, actually the Ramban brings it in another place, Ramban himself brings it, there was a wonderful thing going on over here. You take a look, I mean, I'm certain everybody hears every day that we read the Kabbalists of a different Nasi. Did you ever notice that it's exactly the same? The whole thing is exactly the same. And this is very misleading. Because there is a very Medrash is huge, the Medrash Rabba. If anyone look it up in the Medrash Rabba, but the Ramban also brings it in short, parts of it at least, not on the rest. Ramban is in Parshas Nosoi. And he says these words. He says, each one of them had very different kavonis. They brought the same thing, but with different purposes behind it. Different ideas behind what they were doing. And he says that for instance, let's take for an example. Here we got the examples. First he says, number one, Hoya Masora, Meyakev Avinu, Biyad Kol Shevet V'Shevet, Kol Mashi Ameloi, Adi Mois HaMashiach. That's interesting. Yaakov Avinu, when he took the Yehosu Vagida, I'll come together and I'm telling you what's going to be. And he told them things which are unbelievable. Every Shevet, what's going to be with it until Yemois HaMashiach. So they all knew things. And each one, for instance, Yehuda was clear, he's going to have Melochim. Right? Very clear in that. He's going to have Melochim. So what does the Ramban say? Shemimenu lotzis Melochim, Shemelichim biyam ubiyabosha. Two of them. Shloima HaMelech uMelech HaMashiach. Lochem Hikhev Kairo. Kineged Hayom Shumakev Soilom. A Kara. Well, that's it's a plate, but it's like a round plate, like you give for food sometimes. And it looks like it would be, if you look in the world, if you see, like it's like a basin, and there's water, and on top of the water there's some earth which we happen to be on. But that was the idea. So you say, oh, the Yam, it's like in Melech B'Yamu B'Yabosha, the whole world, that's what he's going to have, kings. So that's why he brings his Kara, and then also, and then it goes on in every little point, explaining it. and Shnei Amaleim, when he brings Shnei Amaleim, there was two kings that was David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, that were Maleim mitzvahs, and they did all. Every little point, all of a sudden, it's a different world. That's his world, the world he's speaking on, his own world. That's like his Sheva is going to do this and that. So that's God Yeshiva. I'll just give you, we can't keep on going about this. They've got to take all the whole time. That medrash is huge. But to tell you another example, the next one is Yisachar. Yisachar and Nesanel ben Tzur. Right? It's like, what was their, you know, Yisachar. Yisachar, you've been eating. Yisachar was they were the judges, and they gave out the whole luach they made all kinds of things. They were Yoyde Bina Le'itim. So, what does he say over here for them? So you mechavivim es ha-Torah. They were mechaviv at Torah, but they loved Torah. They just loved the Torah. So it's a beautiful idea of loving Torah. It's something, not just learning Torah, but loving Torah. And it's a big mile. I'll tell you a story about Reb Chaim Brisker. It happened with Chaim Brisker when he made his wedding for his son. So all the Gedolim of Lithuania and Poland all came. So who is going to be Mechabed with Sidur Kedushin? He gave it to Blazer Gordon, who was the Rosh Hashiva of Tells. I'm sure you have Blazer Gordon. And he said to him, yeah, but he's very fine, he's very kosher, but there's so many more kosher people. He says, but he has the most chavivus HaTorah. He loves Torah the most of anybody. So that loving Torah, that's a big thing. We'll see, because a lot of people connected with Torah, but that was his point. And what is his kavonet? What's his kavonet? Saner ben Tzur Choshev Gamkin Beliboi Sheyovi something to his shavit. What did he say? Hikam Hashem HaTorah. That was their whole, Torah was their whole thing. Shvachah Shel Torah and Chavivus HaTorah. And therefore, what did he bring for them? He brought the Kaira, because it says Kaira is Lechem, the Lechem HaPonim. The Lechem HaPonim, which was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, it was in the Kaira. That was what it says. The Pasuk Kaira is And Mizrak, so what is, because the Pasuk says, Lechu, Lachmo belachmi. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, a whole parak, with Chochmas Bachutz Tereina Batera, and it says the Hu Lachmo belachmi. Its Torah is like bread. It's like the staff of life. Bread is the staff of life. I don't know if I have time to tell you a little story. This story was told by the Kloisenberger Rebbe. That's one of the Kabbalah they have in the story. Happened one Yom Kippur, just as a time, just before they're getting ready to say Kol Nidri, all of a sudden walks in a man. Nobody has seen this man ever. He's got a big beard, he looks choshev and this. Then ask him if he walks up to the bima. The normal chazan is looking at him, which is astounded, but he walks up to the bima, and he starts Kol Nidri. Kol Nidri! Well, I'm telling you, it was something. He never heard such a thing called it. Okay. And it goes on. Finally, it's already finished. So, he starts already. Bochu! Starts. Then, okay. He goes on, finishes up. Beautiful davening. Nobody can say it. Nobody asked him, but it's a beautiful davening. And you can see Regish, and you see him, something special. And then he begins to say Tillim the whole night. Everybody goes to sleep. He keeps on saying Tillim the whole night. And in the morning, he starts up, Brochus, Cape Town, he's like, Brochus. And then finally, HaMelech! And then, and he goes on. And unbelievable, like Kuli Yosef Hoylef, keeps going, he dabbles, he dabbles the whole thing on himself. People say, must be Eliyahu HaNavi, it could be, this can't be, it doesn't make any sense, this is not a human being, how can he do this? So it comes finally to an end, and makes Abdullah, he says, Yiddish, give episodes, uf zu chappen the house. In other words, something for the, I need something to give me sustenance, to give me strength. Oh, I said, nah, I'm assuming to bring him a beautiful piece of cake. A Gemara bring him here. I davened the whole day, but that's not the same thing. I need Gemara, l'chu lachmi b'lachmi. I want the bread. I need a bread. That's what I need. Now, this is the idea. So it says, Keneged Lechem. The Torah is Lechem. So, okay. So this is it. Then Mizrok is Keneged also. That's Torah Shekhsav, Torah Shebal Peh, and Mizrok Yayin, Shechis and Mizrok Yayin, and Yayin is like Torah, the Yayin HaMishumer, the Kabbalah, everything is Merum is in this. So that's Torah. He's bringing for Torah. And the whole thing goes on. We have no time for that. But the point behind it is that each one of the Shvatim took this beautiful time of the beginning of the Mishkan, the beginning of getting the Ashroes, Hashkina, Kodesh Boko, should be, this is his dwelling place, Kilu, Kabiyochel. That, therefore, but each one says, I want Kodesh Boko to help me, Siyata Dishmaya, that's, we have to do this. This is our aim in life. This is what we're given. This is our task. And I want Kodesh Baruch Hu to help me. And they made with these korbanos should be helped for the rest of the generations. So now then, what is... We said that Aaron is a Shevet Levi. What is the Shevet Levi? I'm certain you all know. What is the Shevet Levi Tafkid? Yoyru mishpatecha leYaakov, right? Israel. They've got to be the Dayanim, the Bosser al HaKoyin, HaShayeh B'Yom HaMahein. They were supposed to be, until this very day, there's always the Levim that have a big chedek in Torah. You see, a lot of the Gedolim Levim. Levim have a special thing. But this is what was bothering him. He's done nothing for that. He should have brought something also, with his kabbalas, for his Shevet Levi, so that they should have Siyata Dishmaya to fulfill their task of being the Meirarois Yisrael, that they should bring Torah to Yisrael. And he hasn't done that. And Chosha died, he felt very upset. That's the first answer, the answer to the first question. Now go to another question I'm about to ask. So the Bihitza, what was our question? The question was, my Cholosha Daito? And the answer is, he was a Kohen God, let's talk one thing. But that's not, Lo Yishevet Levi Levad, and call me, She Yosemir Vilibay Kol HaChishbon Yisarabim, and he sits and learns there. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're like Shevet Levi, and the Mazmin, like what he has to have, he gets along. Shevet Levi is a Musik, not only just Koyanim, Levim, that type of thing. There, any Talmud Chokhim can be Bechal Shevet Levi, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them to live at, and to be supported in the way that they can go on, as long as he doesn't do it for that purpose. In any case, I'm not going to that now. But the idea behind it is that Shevet Levi requires this court. They need something for Shevet Levi. So that we've answered the question that why he was Cholosha Daito, even though he brings the Kabbonis, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something completely different. We're talking about the fact that he needs that there should be Siyata Dishmaya for these Talmid HaChachamim from Yeshiva that should sit and be learning the whole time and manage to get. Okay. So now comes the next question, which Ramban asks. The next question which Ramban asks is that Lo Nisbarali, he doesn't understand why that was the only way that he could get a nechama. Why Kodesh Baruch Hu says, well, I'm giving you something that should be in place of that, and it's a wonderful thing. He says, what's so wonderful about Hadlokas Neris? And why is that better than anything else? What's the special thing? What was this being nechama? It's wonderful. What's Hadlokas Neris? There's the Korban, the Mizbeach, HaKtoris, all kinds of things. And why? But why Dafke? What's so wonderful about the Dafke? He says, because he goes, no, yours is bigger than everybody else's. Yours is wonderful. What does it mean? And what? It's very simple, he said. The answer to that, I think, is very, very simple. The way we're explaining it now, he's not talking about Kabbonis. He's talking about what will give Siyata Dishmaya to his Shevet, that they can fulfill completely the real task of their purpose, of their Shevet. And now it becomes very clear. Because as we know, the Lokas Haneris, purpose is not to make light inside. Actually, the windows were built the opposite from normal windows, you know, Shkufim Atumim. Usually, here was the inside was small, and the outside was big, the outside was wide. Why? Because the light was supposed to go outside, not just the opposite. What was this light we're talking about? It's the light of the Torah. There's many rise to that. Well, you can say it's Hapal Chochma, you can say there's many, many rise to this Yisoid. That, and everybody, I think, knows it. That was the answer. I'll tell you an interesting little bit that Netziv says, and Netziv explains he says there's a Gemara, the Gemara says that Tarfin, when he would hear a shtickle Torah, which was very nice, he would say, Kaf Tov Aferach. I don't know if you knew the expression, it's still nowadays used in the Sfarim, you'll find Kaf Tov Aferach. What does it mean, Kaf Tov Aferach? He says, very simple. What was the purpose of the menorah? To make light, right? To make light. So yeah, you need the kamim, you need the place to put the light, and everything is there for the shemenin. Yeah. But what do you need the kafta of the pharaoh? What are the kafta buttons and the flowers? What's that for? The purpose is, yeah, it can make light, but once you're doing it, there's also a in of hider mitzvah should be beautiful. The menorah should be beautiful also. It can fulfill a purpose without being so beautiful. But the Torah wants it to be beautiful also. Because people are influenced by beauty. It has an effect. It enhances things. So that's the answer. If you hear a person says sometimes a shtickel Torah, it could be it's right and everything, but you don't see the beauty of it. Sefer Tzeisa Choshen, for instance, you know, what was his? He was able to write things in a beautiful way, and people loved it. It became so popular because it sort of aesthetically also fulfilled an aesthetic purpose besides just giving to the person a understanding. It was beautiful. I mean, that's the way you have to. If you've learned Torah, you see what it is. Sometimes it's wow, this is such a beautiful shtickle. Not just that it's right, not just that it's good, but it's also sort of gives you a lift. That was says kafto beferach, just like the menorah. Kafto beferach, your shtickle Torah is not only lighting things, but it's also beautiful aesthetically. That's it. So, okay, but the point behind it is that the answer we're giving is that the menorah is directly for that purpose. Although the kabbalists are one thing, but the menorah is the direct purpose of the menorah. There's Or HaTorah. We have one of these rulings, the same thing by the Tekiyas, the Tekiyas, the Maila, the Shefer. What we do here has an effect on what's going up there also. By lighting this menorah, that Kiilu, let's say I'll give you an example, the El Marshal, say we have a huge station, powerhouse, some place, where is it here? I'm not reading, where is the big powerhouses? And then you have to transform it down. So you come into, so it goes all the way from there, where it could be hundreds of miles away, hundreds of kilometers away, and all of a sudden it comes down, you have a transformer right next to the city where it has to be, and it transforms it down. And I'm not going to talk about it more. Then it has to come to your house. That we're going to get to later. But this is what's happening. That ore connects up with the ore of Torah, and it brings our Shabbat of Torah. I don't think I have time to tell any more story, but maybe I'll try one quick one. There's a story my father-in-law used to tell me, a story about Socrates and Yirmiyo. Whether the story is true, I don't know, but it's an interesting story. The story is like this. It says that Socrates heard about Yirmiyo, such a great man. He comes to visit him, and he finds him sitting by the Beis Hamikdash, not Beis Hamikdash, by the wall. It's everything is destroyed, and he's crying. And he says, what are you crying about? Sticks and stones? A wise man doesn't cry over sticks and stones. So he says, he said to himself, well, I'm not going to answer you on that question. But you came for another purpose, right? What did you come for? You wanted to find answers to your philosophical problems. Well, ask me. You ask him the problem. He gives an answer, a beautiful answer. It clears it all up. Came one after another. Finishes with all his questions. And said, okay, finished? You happy with the answers? Yeah. Now I'll tell you the answer to the other question you asked me. Where did I get all this wisdom from? You know where? I used to walk into the Beis HaMikdash when I had a problem. And I would think, and all of a sudden I would feel that the Kodesh Baruch was giving me that understanding. That's because the Or HaTorah really came down there. That was the strongest. When somebody went to the Beis HaMikdash, he was able to clarify all his problems. And that is the idea. This is what we're talking about. The menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, that was brought down this light. And the Beis HaMikdash was beautiful light there, but you walked in, of course you couldn't see it, but you could feel it. Especially if you were like a Navi, like you would feel the Valdika understanding of things. Things would get clear to you. So that is what we're talking about. That's the answer why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you don't have to have these kabbalists. You have, your thing is the menorah. And to prove it, I'll go a little bit in Talocha slightly. How much time do we have left now? How much is it?
2 minutes.
Oy vey. Anyway, well, we'll try to prove it. The proof is like this. The proof is, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs to the Rambam, it says, Mitzvah lahakriv korban tomid al yedei hakohenim. Mitzvah, all the mitzvah. When it comes to the Neris, what does it say? Mitzvah al hakohenim lahadlikas aniris. And you'll find that it's usually like so many kashas with this yisoid. It wasn't given us because they were kohenim to do the avodah. It's good because they were planning to be Yod L'Mishpatech L'Yakov. They had to do it. And that is why, even a czar, anybody can go in and light the Neris. They can't go in, they bring the Neris out, but they're kosher. And in fact, that's what the Ritva asks this question. Yumi doesn't say, what does it mean that it's planning? Nothing to do with planning. The czar can do it also. Why is it saying that Pasuk Aaron? I don't know, why does it say Aaron? It doesn't say Stam Kohenim, because Aaron is the representative of his Shevet. And the mitzvah was given to him. It's not a question that because it's only kosher, only can be done like the Korban, if it's possible, if it's done by somebody who's not a Kohen. Here, anybody can do it. They don't have to be a Kohen even. But the mitzvah is on the Kohenim, because that's their part in bringing Torah to the world. They have to do that. They, by lighting up this candelabra, so that is what brings the Or HaTorah to the world. So that's why it says Aaron, not because it's nothing to do with the idea of Kuna Gedolah that he's Makab the Kabonis. It's something completely different. It's to do with the fact that he has a mitzvah to be Madlik, that Or which brings Or HaTorah to the world. And now, I'm going to go to a last point. The Ramban makes the point, he brings down. There's a medrash which doesn't seem to make much sense. It says, and it was Menachem, he said, and v'shalcha lo'olam, shalcha lo'olam. Yours is not just for a time, it's for eternity. It's for okay. So they asked the kasha, what does it mean? The kabbonis, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no nomner either. Right? So, I mean, I have to be mekatsa now, but what can I do? So the whole point is this. There's a very interesting idea of the Svarim HaKadoshim. They say that the ness of the fact that the light keeps lighting, it was actually even every day almost, the Ner Tomid. There was the Ner Tomid, which they gave 12 hours amount of fuel, and it went for 24. And in fact, in another medrash they bring down that once it went for a whole year. So, I don't know what the reason was. So they say it's wrong, they should bring down. What did they do with all the kelim? They were goyness it. After the Mishkan was taken away, they made a base of it. They put it away in a certain place, a certain corner. We don't know where the corner is. And so they make the point that when it was put away, it was lighting. It was lit. Aaron had lit it, the lighting. They're not going to put out the door. They put it away with the lighting. And it's lighting, Lord, on void. Can you imagine that? Why not? I mean, what's the difference? If you can light for one day, or for a year, keeps going. What's the difference? Once it's a nest, there's no difference, you know? So this is the point.
that.
Really, it's Takala Oilam, he's saying. What you have done is Loilam. And now, we're going to get to the next piece of the Ramban. Ramban says that this is also, he thinks, a remez to the Neiros of Chanukah. That's what he says. You want to hear the Ramban? Ramban said, just look up the Ramban, you'll see it. It's the beginning of Baloischa, the second page. You'll see there. But now the Chorwi doesn't make any sense. What? Until now, what does it mean? It's nothing to do with Aaron HaKohen. It's nothing. What kind of Nechom is Aaron HaKohen? And what's the connection? It's all right, so let's put an air and an air, okay. But it's not the same thing. What's to do with Aaron? What's Aaron have to do with it? This pshat that we said is Mamish Gevaldik. The words say it. Aaron is Takas the leg. But what is it? So now I'll give you, I started out speaking to you about the huge powerhouse which sends electricity to it. But it finally gets to each home, right? From this transformer, which transforms it down, then sends it to each home. And this is what the Neres Chanukah are about. That's what the Neres Chanukah are about. Aaron HaKohen has brought down this Or HaTorah. The Or HaTorah comes down b'shefa, tremendous amount of Or HaTorah. But then, it's channeled from there. You can tap into it. Every little house, how do you tap into on Chanukah? You can tap into it. Because Chanukah, of course, it's a Zeichet and an S and so on. But all, if you look all this Sforah Makadoshim, you'll see. And that meaning is many people have the meaning. They sit by the look at the Neres for half an hour. And so there's an Or HaTorah. There's something special about it. That Or HaTorah, which Aaron HaKohen has brought down, that Or HaTorah is coming through. And you can be zeichet to big things when you light the Ner Chanukah, if you come into the right kavonis. You understand that you're asking also HaKadosh Baruch at the same time that you want Siyata Dishmaya, to be able to learn Torah, to understand the Torah, the depth of the Torah, the beauty of the Torah. And that is what Chanukah is about, really. It's not about winning wars and about this and that. It's the fact that is what won the war, the Or HaTorah. And that's the part they went with. And that is what we have to remember. This is the Or, which is Deiche, the Choshech of the world. Yavin is Choshech. Yavin are the ones that brought apikorsis to the world. And we have the Or HaTorah, and the end result, just like the Chashmonoim, all sides, all kinds of problems, and we know for B'munah Shleima, they're never going to succeed. And the Or HaTorah will be mispashit in the whole world, and be mayor of all the darkness.